Now, more of the KTOE Morning Blend with Don and Dan.
It is 8:20 and rain, 67 degrees. I'm Don Rivett along with Dan McCarger. Spotlight time on the Morning Blend. We take you out to Long Island, New York, and our guest is William Leibovitz, and the book is called Miracle Man. I understand we can call you Bill.
Yes, absolutely, and thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. How many books do you have in print, Bill?
This is my debut effort, and thank goodness it's been getting a great reaction, so I'm very gratified by that.
Yeah, and it's always nerve-wracking. I didn't recall your name, and we do a lot of authors here on this show. So what made you get into this field? I know you're a lawyer, and you work with a lot of the stars out there in the music industry. What made you take a turn here?
I wanted to write a book that I thought could create a new kind of hero that could be inspirational and realistic to people, and that could, within weaving a dramatic story, could also convey some messages, topical and otherwise, that I thought were important. And so that was really what motivated me.
And we're talking about a guy who is a genius and ends up battling big pharmaceutical companies to get his cures through. And that sounds like something that could legitimately be happening.
Well, I think it actually could. Bobby Austin, who's the protagonist in Miracle Man, he is the greatest genius ever known. He's outrageous, like 10 times as smart as Albert Einstein. And essentially, as his life develops, he decides to take his extraordinary intelligence and do one thing with it, and that's to try to cure diseases. And he does so very successfully. But along the way, he gets a lot of foes, and one of the major ones are the big pharmaceutical companies, because they view him as their worst competition, because he's actually curing diseases as opposed to just creating symptom treatments. And the drugs that he creates to cure, he gives away virtually on a nonprofit basis, so he becomes their public enemy number one, so to speak.
Now, Bill, what are some of the messages that you hope folks find in this book?
Well, there are a few of them. I think that one of them is I think that they may get to wondering why, in fact, in the last 50 years, I don't know if one disease has actually been cured. I think something peculiar is going on where all that happens is that the big pharmaceutical companies create expensive medicines that people are supposed to take sometimes every day for years to treat things like high blood pressure and heart disease. And as we know, there's no cure for AIDS, there's no cure for cancer. So I think that is something I'd like people to put some thought into. But also, one of the underlying messages really is that we need some substance and values in our society, because I think there's so much superficial things now that seem to dominate society, reality TV, all these celebrities who actually have never done anything, but they become famous for being famous. And the great thing about Bobby Austin, he is someone with great abilities, who's selfless, does good, and isn't looking to get anything out of it. So I think that's refreshing and, once again, underscores certain values that seem to, I think, have slipped away in recent years.
Yo, I think you took a shot at Kim Kardashian.
maybe a little.
That's okay with us. It's 8:24. And 66 degrees, we'll talk more about Miracle Man in 1 minute.
Welcome to Bremer Bank. How can I help you?
Okay, here's a 411. My LLC works in B2B. As a CEO, I'm busy 24/7, and I'm interested in expanding R&D and maximizing ROI.
Sure, we can provide a wide range of flexible services that meet your company's individual needs. From CDs to SBA loans, we'll help you TCB.
TCB?
Take care of business.
Ah, LOL. When you're busy, banking should be the last thing on your mind. We offer businesses the resources and flexibility they need to bank with ease. Bremer Bank. Work hard, bank easy. Member FDIC.
Mark Herman here with Axel's Bonfire in Mankato. Stop in for craft beer Thursdays, all day every Thursday. Any craft beer, just $5. And as always, join us for happy hour from 3 to 6 p.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. where you'll get half-price appetizers and pizzas plus $2 off all drinks. Be sure to check out our beautiful patio, and every Thursday, join us for live music from 6 to 9 p.m.
This Thursday, it's Rock of Ages from 6 to 9 on the patio at Bonfire next to Country Inn & Suites in Mankato.
It is 8:25 and 65 degrees. Rain continues. We'll have more on the flooding around the area in a little bit of time here. In fact, we'll have an insurance expert with us at 8:45 talking about maybe you're covered, maybe, probably you're not if it's your basement. We have a few minutes left with William Leibowitz. Bill has his first book in print called Miracle Man.
Bill, I don't know if it's a caricature or if it's reality, but people think about lawyers a certain way and entertainment lawyers in a certain way. And what you're talking about here is almost the antithesis of what you actually have been in your real life. Did you look at your real life as an entertainment lawyer and say, you know, there's a better way?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't have the kind of extraordinary abilities that Bobby Austin does. So I'm just, you know, one of the many who, you know, works and tries to make a living and all that. But one thing's for sure, being in the entertainment business as I am, you know, it's a superficial business and a lot of big egos. And I think maybe that partly inspired me to create a character like Austin, who is so amazing, but he's an anti-celebrity, and he's not looking for what so many people are. And as I say, I think that's kind of inspirational. So you might be right. Maybe the way, you know, the career I've had where I've seen so much superficiality, maybe that in some way inspired me to write a book like Miracle Man and create a character like Bobby. It's certainly possible.
Some of the stars that you've worked for or against?
Well, over the years, I've represented a lot of big music stars, people like Elvis Costello, The Clash, The Scorpions, New Kids on the Block, Iron Maiden, Prince, INXS, Morrissey, a bunch of others. So I certainly, you know, have had quite a bit of background in that.
It is just about 8:28. We have a few minutes left talking about Bill's new book, Miracle Man, his first. How tough was it to get a book published, Bill?
Well, it is tough. The publishing industry has changed a lot due to e-books and everything. But you know, nothing is impossible. And I think, you know, it's just a question of putting your mind to it. And the big thing, of course, is trying to get visibility, which is why, of course, I so much appreciate being on your show today, because, you know, it's not easy. Step number one is that people know a book is out there, you know, because obviously if they don't know, they can't check it out. So that with anything, as you know, is always the challenge, you know, the marketing.
From idea about this book till it was in print, what was the time?
I would say it was about 2.5 years with pretty intensive work, you know, the kind of thing where I was, even though I have a full-time job, I was working on it nevertheless, you know, every day, every weekend, because aside from just the creative aspect of writing it, once again, I put in a great deal of research so that the character and what he accomplishes would be realistic and plausible to people, because I didn't want them to have to take, you know, huge jumps of faith. I wanted them to feel, wow, this could happen, you know, this is believable. And the funny thing is, a few readers and critics said, gee whiz, we thought we were reading a biography almost, you know, because it seemed so realistic. So I was happy that the research paid off.
Hey, Bill, we have to run. We have about 10 seconds. What about a quick website our listeners can go to?
Yeah, miraclemanbook.com. People can check it out, and obviously they can get the book in paperback and ebook on Amazon and also Nook and iBook.
Hey, congratulations on being published, and we look forward to books down the line, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it again for having me.
Bill Leibowitz.